Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Destin J here in studio for AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in studio by Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Swing that hair, girl. You got them 14 inches
this
in.
This ain't a lot. So that's 18. Just a little bit. Cause swing it too much, you ain't gonna do much.
All right, we're gonna do that. But we got Miss Sharjah still in the building.
Hey, everybody.
Miss Pink English with that.
With her lips popping, y'all.
Pink. Y'all want to know why we call Pink got the nickname?
Pink.
That's how.
Hello.
Put that bass in your walk. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Beauty's in the beat. Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Hey.
I was into the episode. It was all right.
It was all right.
I liked it.
It was good. Yeah. How about it? Yeah.
I like the concept.
All right.
Yes.
Let's talk about Candy. Let's just jump in. Candy and Todd. End of the pregnancy. Yes to Candy and that dark lip and that
I loved
beat
it.
She had
looking
sitting
so
there.
Pregnancy glow was mm-hmm. everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was everything.
I lived for it. So there was this conversation. So basically she wants Todd to kind of get ready for this baby because he didn't really get a chance to raise his little
yes,
girl.
From the baby.
From a baby. What's your guys' takes on Manny's? We heard, I thought of Pink instantly because when
I
Todd,
about
when
Pink
Todd
the whole
said,
time I watched this portion of the episode because I
no,
cannot
Manny,
wait for Todd.
Because Todd said so.
Can't
Todd
wait.
Say nothing. Todd, you have no grounds to stand on anything. He's like, you can do without him. To me, you could do without
he didn't
him. He's
get
a great,
any appreciation
no,
for him in
nothing,
this episode. It was
no.
so cute. He was like, I Googled it. I know how to swaddle the baby. Like,
but he kept saying, That's player.
Yeah.
Like,
just
it's corny. It's stupid.
I gotta say, this episode, though, out of every episode I've ever seen of Todd.
Shar, you're so pretty. Like, that's why.
Beautiful.
You see why Shar just starts
so
laughing?
Quiet.
She just got
because
happy.
She's reading the comments and people are like,
Charlie
Shar is so pretty. Shar, hey girl. And she's like,
no, I really had to laugh. You all know why. Thank
beautiful.
You all for the compliments because I wasn't feeling that great, but this is
you
this
uplifting
making me feel
a sister.
Better.
Thank you, Char.
They
son.
Really are
uplifting
a sister.
And Char even brought her beatless look today.
Oh, yes. This is how I would have showed up to Kim's brunch. No, I'm joking. Totally joking.
So, are you guys for a Manny or no Manny?
I'm for a Manny.
I don't see
yes.
an issue.
Katie and Potomac?
I don't see an issue with, first of all, no. No. Cal and Potomac would not be watching my kids, but
no, ma'am.
When I think Manny's, I actually think of what's the show, Modern Family, when Gloria and Jay Pritchard got the Manny. I don't see if you're qualified, if
yes.
you screen people well enough, men can take care of children as well.
Well
you know,
well
I think it, I think what makes people on edge about it is. The gender roles that have
yeah.
kind of been beat into our heads. Like,
yeah, of course.
You know, because I find it problematic when fathers say that they're babysitting, because you're not babysitting,
your
you're
child.
Watching your child
yeah.
doing
child's
what the hell
care.
You're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
So, yeah.
We saw that Todd feels he doesn't need classes because he's been Googling, and then we got the baby expert who just was hilarious to me the
what
whole time.
What was her
time.
Name? Margaret McIntyre?
She looked like that was her
well, first
name.
First of all, Margaret McIntyre needs to take her freaking baby off
her
titty.
That just is, aside, just looking at her, she looked
and
like
my
she.
My titty and my ass.
Tyler,
Hi.
Come on.
I will not
she's
judge a woman.
She's enjoying it. That's the issue.
I will not judge
she's
that lady.
Enjoying it.
If she wants to continue to breastfeed her child, they They did it back in the day, so you was like 4 or 5.
I always try to differentiate the sensation feel of that's what I'm saying.
Well,
at
first, I think you can, because when at first it's not easy and it's uncomfortable and it hurts and like I don't think it's sexual. Like,
but
you don't
when
get,
a kid is,
but as you get older, I would imagine
and your man sucking on, and that means your man can't suck on your boobs because your baby's
well. They also
on
say that
boobs.
Like you lose a lot. Some women lose a lot of their sensations, so she might have just lost her sensation sexually.
I would cry.
Yes, they do say. Yeah.
Wait a minute, wait.
I know a lot of sensations. I know a few women who have completely lost sensation in their nipples from breastfeeding.
Or like piercing them and stuff like that,
First of all, who cares about the sensations of a nipple? What it comes down to is the fact that you have a grown-ass man sucking on one titty and you got a little baby sucking on another.
No, a grown-ass man can't even suck on it because milk is going to get in his mouth.
There's somewhere though. There's a category
like
on Pornhub for that.
Oh, absolutely. Some men like.
I mean, she looked like the nanny. Milk. Looks like, this is so off topic, but she looks like she makes a good soup to me.
Like I feel
like a broccoli
ratatouille,
cheddar.
Like something thick, like
clam
clam chowder
in a nice bread
and
bowl.
She's gonna use her baby's breast milk for it to make it
thicker. Breast milk is supposed to be like rich and delightful.
No, thank you. But she just looks like she makes a good soup.
I just loved at the end when Todd swaddled the baby. She said,
I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling good about it.
They need to find someone else.
They need something because that storyline was a stretching out.
Hey, they're horrible. Trying. They got a restaurant and they got to learn how to swaddle a baby.
Boom.
And Todd
Aiden.
Is still a player.
Aiden is the cutest kid, I'm going to say, every single time he's
adorbs.
On my television. I wish I could bake him in a cupcake. And
I'm ready for his spinoff.
Yeah.
I'd watch a Day in the Life in kindergarten at your private school.
And I would like for mom to never be seen like on the on the Peanuts or something, like how the voice went. Like, you don't need to actually hear Phaedra at all. Just like see Aiden run around.
And we'll never see Apollo. So
because
okay.
You know Aiden was at school waiting to get picked up, saw a Toys R Us flyer, grabbed it, probably wasn't supposed to, put
or
it
got
in
it
his
from
bag,
another kid.
Yes.
Put it in his bag, really thinking that he can mail that to Santa too.
Like,
cute.
I'm gonna make
so
that happen.
Cute.
I want the whole catalog. Mm-hmm. I love it.
And then he writes a birthday card for Dad, which was cute. And then we see Phaedra going to follow through with the divorce.
But hold up, before you go to that, didn't she whip out pictures with her and her mom and the boys to send to Apollo?
Yeah, that was weird. Well, that was the Christmas card, this past, most recent Christmas.
But every time you do, like, family portraits, you usually take, like, some with the kids by themselves.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like Apollo would be like, I don't know.
He does not
want to
see his mama-in-law.
And, yeah.
It was silly, but
it
whatever.
It seemed shady that she was sending that to me, but go on.
She still doesn't want to take the kids to jail. Now,
I
you know what? After watching, binge watching the past couple episodes of Mob Wives, and hearing, how some of the girls, the younger girls on there, like they really did come out to say, like, I really did not appreciate that being my, like, young childhood memory of my dad. Like, I would have rather have spoken to him versus, like, going there and having to go through the experience.
The bars
so, because I was a little bit against Phaedra in doing that. And then for her to say if it was a more family friendly place, she'd be interested in taking. What did you guys think?
I think that I totally agree. I don't think that it's appropriate for kids to go to jail. There's a lot of
visit jail.
To visit jail.
To go to jail.
That's a Law & Order episode from last week.
Remember that book that I sent you guys a picture of? Daddy Goes to Jail. That was so horrible. But
actually, give a cookie a mug.
The president just passed a law, I want to say, or proposed a law that, speaking of kids in jail really quickly, that you can't have people who are in juvenile detention in solitary confinement.
That
like
is
it's against the law now.
It needs to be because your brain can't explore. Like, you just want, that's probably why a lot of people commit suicide in jail.
Imagine
being in a dark room for 72 hours.
Piper Chapman, Litchfield Women's Prison.
And listen to your
June
own 17. Brain. And you know, the devil, he comes in the darkness.
Honey, sure
and like a thief in the night.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of a thief in the night, I gotta say, Miss Cynthia, coming through strong with her H&M 3995 Shades of Blue, Miss Jennifer Lopez. If you watch that show, J-Lo wore the same exact outfit with the trench
really?
Coat, the white shirt, and the jean. Yeah,
does she?
And I only know that it's the H&M 3995 because my roommate works at H&M and was like, all right, J-Lo with 3995. And then Miss Cynthia came through, busting through. But I actually think Cynthia's was real. Not that H&M isn't real, because
well,
you know,
it
I'd
might
be
have been
H&M.
I mean, I see. She
it
would do high-low.
It actually flowed prettier.
Yeah. It flowed prettier.
And then the J-Lo one. Oh, okay. But so shout out because Cynthia looked great at that eyeglass meeting, even though I really didn't understand what the meeting was for, because basically they just decided that they're going to do the eyeglass commercial in Jamaica.
Someone said prison rooms are not for 3- and 4-year-olds.
They're not.
It's not.
I do think they're too young, but I do think she's going to have to do that.
It's a lot of questions that you can't even ask. Yeah. You know, answer. I mean, you know, like, I can't give a child an answer about why and this and that. And they are sitting in rooms with different, like, people that have
murderers and rapists and
all of that.
Ugh.
We saw Portia with Dish Nation,
and she couldn't find where her iCloud was. She don't know how to back it up.
She don't
know what the cloud is. She don't
know. Can somebody reach in the cloud and get my stuff?
No, but I feel like that sometimes too. Like if I send this photo to my boyfriend,
yes, everybody gonna get it, girl.
It's true, right?
There is no privacy on the internet at all.
And here's my thing about y'all sending things out on Snapchat. Those go somewhere. Even though it gets deleted from your phone, somewhere those pictures are sitting
there.
They are there.
Do not get it twisted.
So, to all y'all sending crazy things.
Don't raise your face at least.
Yeah.
Like me.
You do
that? You be sending them?
No, I don't send nudes anymore, but, you know, that once upon a time, listen, I'll stand in my truth.
Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe.
That was undergrad, but no, I mean, I would do them tastefully because I knew, even when I was doing it, in the event that this leaks, at least it'll be tasteful.
No, exactly.
Well,
I have to admit,
I'm in a long distance relationship.
So you're sitting in a lot of
stuff. That cloud.
I get scared when my mom's like, "Can I take a picture of you for what? Don't scroll to the left. Don't scroll to the left, girl. You may see something you don't want to see."
Bitch, your mom doing the cha-cha slide on your phone.
They're tasteful. You know, like think back to when Amber Rose's nudes leaked and she had her fingers all in her stuff and was spreading stuff. I remember them.
Looking like a Playboy.
I don't think if it leaked.
Someone says, "Stand your truth, Char."
And I am Charlie Rose 214.
All right.
But I'm saying, you know, if it leaked, there would be no shame in my game. It's tasteful. I was A1 body.
I just don't want my cloud to rain because.
It can be easily hacked.
But in
too
big. 2015, 16, like you just have to, like, whatever you've put out there, you have to own up to it. That's why you don't have no Benzino pictures running around. You make sure.
Plus,
if you're going to take a picture, that shit
is... aren't really sensationalized anymore. It's just
do you think if you delete them from your phone, they still have them?
Yes.
Honey.
Yes.
What am I going to do? Yes.
Nothing.
I need an intervention.
Why do you think they was all upset that the government got access to our phones?
And it's so true. It's horrible.
Look at English going to go...
She's
gonna be buying anti-feps.
Nudes don't even have an effect on people anymore. It's like, so and so's nudes leaked. Okay,
you see my dad?
But you know, everyone wants to see Pink English's nudes.
Yes, honey.
Yes,
girl.
You know what I
mean?
Don't do me sharp.
I didn't say anything.
Honey, but let's just say, you know what I mean? Maybe you scared to take some news because, you know what I mean? Your body ain't where it needs to be. And maybe you need some help getting your body where it needs to be.
It.
Well, that's fine because that's what I'm doing. Have y'all ever heard of Blue Apron?
Hey.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes. I love it. I gave out my code so many times last week.
Okay. Really?
Along with a picture.
Well, that's fine because we have a code for you. Not only do you feel like you know your way around a kitchen, but cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money.
That's true.
Instead of ordering expensive takeout. But where do you start? For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers all the fresh ingredients you need to create home-cooked meals. Just follow easy step-by-step instruction. Each meal can be made in 40 minutes or less, like chicken and sage biscuit pot pie.
Shut your mouth.
As I'm eating that. Mm. Or lemon butter shrimp and tomato rice.
All about that.
Okay, now that's more
I'm
my
all
alley.
About that. You're not a pot pie.
The first
girl.
One, well, no, you know, I don't mind a pot pie, but that one sounded really New England to me. Mm. Really Cabot Cove, Maine, J.B. Fletcher.
Like,
Cape Cod.
Did it sound like the nanny nurse?
It sounded very, you all know that I make it no secret I've been binge watching Murder, She Wrote on Netflix. It sounded very Cabot Cove, Jessica Fletcher.
Okay.
Cabot Cove, Maine in particular.
Mm. Well, what about this one? A warm kale salad with delicate squash, pearled farro, pomegranate seeds, ricotta, and salata.
It sounds like a
dance on your tongue. Boom. That's a lot of flavors.
Well, you can dance in your tongue, or maybe in the kitchen. Cook with the ingredients that you've never used dance before, like watermelon radishes, farro purple tomatoes, and receive recipes between over 500 and 700 calories per portion. Delicious and good for you. And right now, you can get your first two meals for free
at
blueapron.com/podcast. That's blueapron.com/podcast.
Are they going to send us any samples to try?
I'm trying to get that lemon butter shrimp and chicken pot pie.
I want to try the kale pie.
I would try the Cabot Cove
pomegranate.
Well, what I really want is the fried catfish or the fried chicken one that they had last week.
Y'all making me hungry. What did y'all think of Kenya and Matt?
I like they're still together.
Yeah. Who's Matt?
Her. She was just seen leaving Lenox Square Mall in Atlanta, Georgia with him. You know, her birthday was, I want to say yesterday.
Which Nene was at her birthday.
Yes.
Which was very
the
strange.
The Originals and the Unforgettables. That's what they hashtagged it.
Ooh.
It was Sheree, Nene, Kenya, and Cynthia. Yep.
Did Bravo sponsor it for a special
The
episode?
Originals and the Unforgettables.
Sure. Yeah, because I can't imagine Nene going to Kenya's birthday party.
Mm. Yeah, like without camera
like
being
in regular
there.
Life.
Yeah,
and people
no.
acknowledging that.
She's too rich.
That's a special.
Everyone's saying happening. We should have a gumbo battle. She yes. don't want none, y'all.
I just want to be a judge. Please, Lord. I will
trust
judge.
Me. No,
I promise.
Let's do it.
Please.
The last episode, me and Courtney will be the judge. Like how in The View, they'd be
please.
Making their things.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Do you keep your kitchen clean?
Ooh. Of course. Are you kidding me?
Now you know that's
are
the hardest
question.
Jesse,
you better let her know. My kitchen is in pristine.
Do you have cats?
No, she doesn't.
You know, people
don't bring up pets.
Let their cats get on
the counters.
Don't bring up
pets right now.
All
right,
let's bring the tone and let's get over to Kim and her stylist, Victoria, who damn look like her stylist. Victoria.
Right.
Victoria looked very eclectic.
She did.
Hey,
it was
that's
end
what I liked about her.
But she seemed like she knew what she was talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Girl.
Sean's over here FaceTiming. Okay, let's just put that out there.
All right, so the end of Living Single, she said that, at the end of every season, she would cook breakfast for everybody. Mm-hmm. And she wants to host a Beatless brunch. We get the voicemail to the Beatless brunch.
Oh, God.
And let's just say some of the girls took it a little...
Kenya's reaction was funny.
Well, I will say, though, that even though she thought she communicated some... I don't think she communicated what she thought she was communicating. When I
she
listened
did.
To it the
she
second,
did.
I don't think her intention was to be, like, harsh or unkind or whatever. But what she actually said didn't really communicate, like... Hey, I just want to celebrate our beauty. It was kind of like, y'all wear too much makeup.
Yep.
Let's not do it.
Sometimes,
second time I listened to it, it didn't round out.
She was
out.
Like, you all are mad. She said, makeup is to enhance,
yes,
not
to
cover. Like,
cover
I would have taken it that way, too.
But she put herself in it, too. She's like, I completely understand.
She has to, because that makes it less of a dig to the girls. She even said to the caterers, which, side note to Miss Potomac, over there, bitch. You see how even Kim Fields got a caterer for just a tiny little brunch. Anyways, but even
Kim
how she
Fields
said,
got more money.
Then Potomac, because they don't act like it.
Then Charisse on Potomac Housewives. Hell yeah, Kim Fields got residuals coming. Are you kidding me?
More than
well,
her
husband is a coach, and he's been a coach of pro basketball for a long time, and now he's coaching for
that's
Rutgers.
That's coins.
He's got
college.
Some coins.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe Charisse down at Potomac isn't privy to that bank account.
Charisse ain't. Oop. She probably ain't
right,
because you know she ain't
girls.
Actually married.
I'm just saying.
Hello, somebody.
I'm just saying.
We ain't seen her husband.
I'm
ooh, this
saying.
Tea is hot.
Piping hot.
Really,
okay,
but
that's
is
another
warm,
show.
Like Aunt Dot.
That's another show. That's another
all
show.
Right. Yeah, so, okay. So, within this, I agree with you guys. I think it was a little bit, even though I know she didn't mean it that way, even though she kind of did really mean it that way.
It sounded pretentious, just like her son, Sebastian.
Shut up.
He's on. Wait, why did you think he was? I thought he got. I watched the after show. I just felt like he was just acting like a little kid.
Yeah. No, he seems pretentious to me. Like, I can see past that.
He seems like a very smart, intellectual kid. And so he doesn't know how to turn that off. And you can't just say what you want in front of anybody.
So basically, he's like Asperger's. So you can't really call him pretentious if he's a little Asperger.
I think the kid is pretentious. I see the little kid aspect because I would have been bored too, but it's just, I don't know, it's the way, I didn't like really how he was kind of talking to her or any, I don't know, he just got on my nerves, I'll put it like that.
Okay. So we see that you know, obviously, everyone can take it however they want to take it, I guess, at the end of the day. We see at the party, Phaedra comes in with a natural beat with some lashes. Portia came up
Nothing was natural about Phaedra's beat. Just because you don't wear eyeshadow one day, she still had on foundation, concealer, her brows filled in, and lashes.
I think she had on a little shadow because it was a little dark in the crease, so don't play.
You gave a little pink on this.
Probably a little chocolate, coffee bean.
Cappuccino.
Right, in the crease, just a little, you know.
Don't play, girl.
Portia came up full face.
Full beat.
She just came
from
work.
She had an excuse.
I gotta say though, Sheree, you came through.
She looked great. Sheree looks better without makeup.
Agreed.
She looks great.
But she did not have on makeup.
She said that she
you don't think so?
She definitely had on
candy,
a smoothing
the
cream.
Liquid.
Maybe a BB
like cream.
And she looked like she had a little highlight on her cheekbone.
Only
is
because
it's delicate. Yeah. I'm not saying
that
she's beautiful.
That it was very, very intense. Like Candy posted a selfie yesterday and she wrote that it can be intense because they're so used to getting picked apart from the public.
Yeah.
Like, I would never do an AfterBuzz show with no makeup on. That's my choice. That's me. So don't invite me to the AfterBuzz.
I came with no makeup on before.
You can go back and
see. I'm like, you're going to see some old episodes.
That's fine. But what I'm saying is
sick.
What Candy is saying is people pick, you know, them apart. So, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, that's what you sign up for and that's what you get. So it's kind of hard. She said it would have been different maybe if cameras weren't, if Kim just invited them. But, you know, because it's cameras, you're on television. You know, whatever. But Sheree did credit Lemire eye cream. She says she's been wearing it since her 20s. And she drinks a lot of water.
No to that.
And we do know.
I don't like Lemire eye cream.
I've never tried it. But
I thought it was going to be amazing, and it just wasn't that amazing.
But eye creams are our gift from God. But we have receipts of Sheree. She takes impeccable care of herself with her working out.
And she's obviously healthy.
And her water. Right. So. That didn't surprise
changes
me.
Things.
That's
changes things.
You know, we got some quick DC talk. And just in the news, I know that Sheree has been going around saying that she just thought it was really improper of Kim's actions were really improper last week. I just think she's a mom and she has two kids.
Why isn't your son not at that event? Wasn't he at that event?
No, at the sit down lunch.
Oh, because he couldn't come until the next day,
right?
Right,
yeah.
He flew in the next day. But I don't understand why everybody was tripping about her leaving. I would rather her take her loud, restless children out of the room instead of disturbing what's going on in the room. I think it would have been more improper for her to sit there and be like, quiet, it's okay, quiet, quiet. Like, disturbing.
Like how people do in church or the movie sometimes.
I can't stand, like, take your baby out.
Yeah, excuse yourself,
sis. Excuse yourself,
God
please.
Knows your heart.
Thank you.
Right. God knows your heart.
Girl, get on, get that ass on up and out.
We trying to listen to the message.
Total production, though. I didn't know Candy and Kenya were cool enough to be carpooling
to the party.
Right.
She did give her a very nice birthday shout out yesterday, Candy did.
Really?
It seems like Candy has gotten really close this season to Kenya, because before she's kind of been like, Kenya stirs up mess, I stay out of it. Mm-hmm. Now she's been defending Kenya. She's always in Kenya's corner. But she likes Kenya more than she likes Nene, so...
I wonder if that's a Phaedra.
Well, they're different types of mess, that's why. Kenya isn't as overbearing as Nene.
Yeah, true.
Nene is very overbearing, extremely.
And I don't think Kenya's dumb enough to include Candy in her mess.
Okay. I'll buy that.
Candy's not gonna buy that.
Whereas Nene's gonna drag Candy, whoever the hell's around,
and
into
Candy!
The situation.
Yeah.
She'll call Candy every 5 seconds.
Okay, so
who
at first...
Who else showed up? We were saying... Courtney and I were saying that we were actually surprised that Cynthia showed up with so much makeup on.
I was
expecting her to be a little bit more natural.
I say that, but at the same time, she's also... She's one of those people... She's modeled her whole adult life. So, like, always having your face on has been her business her whole life. So, I guess I'm not that surprised after I think about it again.
So, at first, I was a little irritated by this, but then it actually kind of... made me look at Kenya differently. So Kenya, she's giving a step-by-step rundown of what happened with her mother. And I'm just like, you talk about these women, how fake they are, how shady they are, and how she can't open up to them. So my only thing is say, you know, it was cool, a general statement. But as she's telling the exact step-by-step, it starts to make me look, she really wants to be accepted by these women.
Yeah.
She really...
Oh, hell yeah.
She really has these internal issues, and she wants these people to really see why she is the way she is. And I took that as almost an olive branch to the girls, her telling
that
story.
Then you stop being an ass, like, and doing dumb stuff.
Well, yeah,
like,
but
don't tell me your sob story again, because we already knew her sob story.
Yeah,
Everybody knew she was rejected by her mom.
Yeah.
It's that she's a jerk to them, or does stupid stuff, and people get irritated.
Cynthia, so you don't get a pass, King.
Yeah, I mean,
the
it
food
just
looked delicious.
The food, I did. And that salmon, they kept like it. They kept like smacking it in their mouth, and I was so starving watching the episode. I was just like, "Can
you
I?"
Major said it was really good.
Yeah, Blue Apron. Major to say that
they ordered Blue Apron, guys. Cynthia brings up the co-direction, the co-directing commercial, and Kim is not into it. Kenya says Kim is pompous for saying that there are no co-directors.
No, the for film, yes.
Commercial.
Look, I said the same thing about Love and Hip Hop when the gay rappers went on there, and then they started saying, "Oh, people don't want to do songs with us." It gets to the same thing. No one, no, like, no offense, but like Kim Fields has been in this industry for how long now? Let's not say Kenya has been, but also credit wise. You know what I mean? Is Steven Spielberg coming down to work with, you know, who's a...
It just seemed really forced.
I can't even think of a
dumb
coming
like,
up director. Mm-hmm.
Let's put them together. You guys can co-direct and work. Now, if they were a team to start with, then that would make sense. But now it just sounds like producers are like, hey, we want to make them work together because we know they don't like each other.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Force this
and the thing is, they have two different styles.
Yeah.
So why do
two
they
totally
need...
totally different
why
styles.
Do they need to mesh their styles? Cynthia or Kim needs to come up with her concept. Kenya needs to come up with her concept. Whichever one you like, then pick
you
that
go with
one.
It.
Why do they have to work together?
It makes
right,
sense.
And not like that, but it's almost, it kind of does get to a certain point of insulting.
Insulting
because
my,
it's like,
my
this is
level.
Work. This
yeah.
isn't the TV
yeah.
show. This yes. isn't that. This is work. Now you're saying I have to do this with Kenya Moore. That's going to go on my resume.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And maybe that ain't the style that I want.
Yeah,
and Cynthia is special, but she worked in this business long enough doing commercials and modeling to know that this, that's why it seems like it's nonsense from producers. Because there's no way she'd be like, yeah, definitely. Y'all have to work together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like a forced storyline.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Peter has business in Jamaica. He's invited me. So now
no,
I'm inviting you guys.
So
and we can shoot my commercial there.
They need an
and you guys convenient. Have to work together while shooting it on the beach.
And let's have everybody come.
And everyone in their spouses.
Ah.
And Candy, you and Todd have to stay at home. Tiny. You get a car.
Yeah.
You get eyewear.
That's dumb. Why don't they just say, let's go on a couple's trip to Jamaica and be done
literally.
With it?
Literally.
Because Peter nor Cynthia has the money to afford to pay for all of them to go on this trip.
Boop. Kim Hello. Closes the door and ends the episode with, when you direct 200 to 300 hours of television, then we can talk.
Yeah.
Life twirls on.
Okay.
And in that order. Let's head
but
in.
But I like how Kim kept her composure with...
When they were at the table?
Yeah, I like how she does... And that's why
Kim is very good at that.
That's why I didn't think that Kim was throwing shade, because she really doesn't know shade. So when she was saying, you know,
oh,
the girls come without any makeup, I genuinely took it as her trying to say...
She did say that the idea stemmed from at the end of Living Single, at the end of each season. But... Khadijah Sinclair and Max didn't have cameras on. Like, I'd come. My thing is, I have no issue. Courtney, if you invite me to a beetless brunch, I will come beetless. Okay, well, maybe some BB cream.
What if I take pictures? Because I want to keep pictures.
Why don't we come next week on AfterBuzz and shoot our next
I've
episode?
I've already
with
said,
no,
listen,
I said
I'm not doing an AfterBuzz show without makeup.
But see, I think that's part of what Kim was trying to do, because there's power in doing it for a camera. Of course, we go home and we're in our bed. That's like the whole point, is that we don't have to look like anything other than ourselves to still be ourselves and be important and be special and be beautiful. And I think that's what she was trying to communicate, but I don't think she communicated that in that message.
And like Portia said, not everybody feels comfortable with that. Or like Candy said, maybe some give and take. If I don't wear makeup, you take off your wig.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, makeup is not, in this conversation I've seen come up on XO Nicole, formerly Nicole Bitchy, and For Harry, a few blogs about, because, you know, social media, there's been a lot of makeup shaming lately. And it's just like, you know, some women really depend on makeup for confidence.
Like
and
Kenya.
Some don't.
She has a lot of
And I don't think that women who do should be shamed for that. I personally don't.
No, I think if you want to
choice, if you want to experiment with different looks, or whether you are, like I said, whether you're depending on
but
it
don't
too.
Forget who you are. That's my thing. Don't let this person that has to wear makeup be who you are. Don't forget how you're beautiful just the way you are.
Yeah, I look
but
at
not
Kim
everybody feels that. That's what Portia was trying to
but
say.
But I think that's what she was trying
but
to
she's
encourage.
She's trying to encourage them.
Because we
look
should
she
feel
gave
that
them
way.
Yes.
You should feel like you are enough without a full beard. And we live in a time when, with Kardashian chins and all this damn contour, and you look like something one day. You look like a, you know, Muppet one day, and
one
the next day you look like
week
a model.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, so like it's a whole. We live
makeup
in a
is fun.
Very.
I like
it's
playing.
Fun.
It's very
but it's
fun.
Not fun
it,
when you are. That is your existence, yeah. And you cannot be yourself
no,
and be comfortable
true.
In
that,
your own skin
exactly.
without it.
And I feel like Kim has seen these girls off camera, and she probably thinks these girls are actually really fun and nice. And then when we get on camera, it's like, who are you?
Yeah.
And so maybe that's the element that she was trying to show on the show.
Maybe
yeah,
she wanted
maybe,
to show little girls.
Maybe they
be
would actually
too.
Be nicer without this makeup on.
Well, that
on
was
because
not the case,
would,
girl.
They might.
She was like, oh, so you're, what did she say? You're doing your ignoring thing now?
Well, Kenya
doing
had
your...
on makeup, so she doesn't count. She needs to take it off.
Of course,
and
they all had on makeup. Even Kim had on makeup.
She did?
I don't think
felt
she
like
did.
She had a
no,
little bit.
I don't think Kim
I think the only one that didn't have on any makeup
was
Kim.
Or wig. She had her natural hair.
Wedding bags were set up. Kim
the dark circle. Like
she still looked great.
She looked great.
She still looked great.
Yeah.
What do you think? I think that the commercial sounds a hot mess. Like, really, the idea is you're going to be on a beach, and when you put the sunglasses on.
I feel like
on,
I've seen it before with
yeah,
the Captain like, Morgan or something.
That's
when you take a sip of your wine cooler, like, yeah. You get a tropical escape. When you put it down, it's screaming kids everywhere. Like,
it was
I feel like.
But that's why I felt like it wasn't real. Like, they just, like, made something up so they have a story to get everybody to Jamaica. Like,
and I also just feel. Kenya not showing up kind of goes to show, well, maybe she shouldn't be involved in the project.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Because she
I thought
you
were saying
she
didn't show up
to
Jamaica. I'm like, wait, hold on.
Because you know she was just spending the day with Matt on a date.
And her excuse was so, like, it was like,
she had house stuff to do.
No.
Emergency. Yeah. Like,
can't. But I can
dick.
Meet you later.
The emergency was
and
dick.
Nothing annoys me more than when you're supposed to be meeting somebody, and if something came up, they didn't call you. You
exactly.
had to call them.
Oh my God.
At the time that they're supposed to be there. I'm like, really? So you didn't know, like, an hour ago that you weren't going to make it, or 20 minutes ago? Like, I had to come find you. No. I would have
fired.
But you know what?
Irritating.
Kim looked fly in all of
her
Chanel. She looked great.
She looks great.
Yeah, she's each week she's stepping it up a
she
little
does.
Bit.
She does. She has
but
some
she
falls.
Does not co-direct. And on that note, let's head into predictions.
Already?
Why, you have more to talk about?
No, it just
it was
flew
a quick
by
episode.
So fast.
But really, when you think about it, there wasn't. It was like the editing has been really different. I've noticed with all the Housewives stuff. It's like they're chopping up. Like they'll give you like in the middle of an argument, they'll show you like Portia at home doing her hair, and it's like, whoa, wow.
Portia rehearsing for Dish Nation, and then jump to something.
Yeah, and
something
I've noticed Potomac does it heavily. They won't even go back to those storylines, like Robin with her kids. They randomly would like shoot to stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if this is something new. And then I'm also wondering, because I feel like we got a whole different mid-season trailer than any of the footage we saw at the beginning.
Oh, you mean for the next episode?
For the next couple episodes. But let's talk about predictions. We get Jamaica.
Jamaica.
You're after Buzz TV.
And they go in a little bit.
They went in. Wait, is that whole clip or that whole...
They say next
gonna
week.
Is going to be the whole next
no,
week's
it's
episode?
It's no, it's
I know
not.
It's not.
It
it'll be the trip.
I hope it's not.
It'll be like three episodes of the trip.
Only because I won't.
Two episodes of the trip. I feel like next week it'll be the first 10 minutes
Save
will be
the
them prepping.
For the next week,
they'll show
be back.
5 minutes of them playing, and then a good 25 minutes.
They show them getting
of,
to the beach and then like having
Peter
another
and
meeting.
What's his name getting an argument?
They have to give him a spa day, and it's gonna like all the fun stuff, and then
build the
come
tension,
at the end.
And then randomly Kenya or whoever will say like, "I thought your husband was gay," and then it'll fight will ensue, and it'll go to the next episode.
And we'll have Phaedra, Apollo, and Kenya all... Where was that again? Anguilla.
Anguilla.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit.
Hopefully, Kenya's boo.
2 hour season finale of what?
Next week, I wish. Not really.
They're lying.
I want it in 2 weeks. But.
So next week we see that Kim's they're going to question Kim's husband's sexuality because he was twerking.
Yeah.
What was that? He was doing too much.
He had his hands on his knees and he was breaking that back.
But then what happened when he was trying to play golf? He tooted his booty up a little bit.
I don't know.
Oh, no,
what?
Girl.
He just, he just
gets
me
just
as one
happy.
Of those nerdy little, you know
no,
what I mean?
No, he thought he was doing, wasn't he in the business doing something? With her? Isn't that how they met? I thought he was like a dancer or something from Broadway.
Oh,
and then he like did something.
Really?
Oh. I don't know.
I'm not stereotyping.
Maybe I made that up, but I thought I heard that
answer. That's
not stereotyping. Oh,
my little antenna just went off.
I might have made that up. Whatever.
And the way Sheree said it. Or there has been speculation that your husband is fruity, or something.
And I was
like, oh my god, I haven't heard the word fruity in years.
Maybe he's just really excited to be on TV.
I haven't heard fruity since middle school.
I would like to know why Bob Whitfield is on this trip.
Me
too. We're gonna find out.
Like, I need a full real
explanation. And then Lanithia and Greg pump through. Beep the horn on them, Greg.
Well, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys let us know what you think in the comment section below. Subscribe to us on iTunes.
That's how English thinks.
Subscribe to us on iTunes and also here on YouTube. Just hit that subscribe button down below. Also, make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you guys can hit me up everywhere on social media at DJ Jesse J.
I'm everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
I'm everywhere at Char Sesso.
I'm everywhere, not everywhere, but I'm on Twitter at English Speaks, and then on Instagram, Pink English.
Boom, till next week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.